All right, and on this Wednesday morning, we are pleased to be joined by our good friend, Aaron Davis. Aaron, well, you know, one of these times we're going to call you when we're all celebrating the Huskers going to a bowl game or something like that, and we're all happy.
That ain't going to be nice. We're doing that again, man, rather than this.
Yeah, but today we got a little bit different topic today. And today I know, of course, with the COVID-19 going on, you're isolating. We're all isolating. We're social distancing. It's kind of tough, isn't it?
It's very tough. It's very tough. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody out there that's struggling with this from a mental aspect, because we all are struggling with many mental aspects in many ways, Scott. So my hearts and prayers go to everybody that are out there, our frontline people, our healthcare professionals, our first responders, a lot of stress on them, and praying for our leadership as well. Absolutely.
You bet. And Aaron, what are some things we can do? I know, like we said, it's everybody's getting coped up, and you're at home, you're hanging out with your family more than you normally do. The kids aren't going to school. Everybody's routine's definitely changed.
Absolutely. You know, I Chase, I'm glad you mentioned that. There's a few things that I've done, folks, and I call it the 4 R's, if you would. The first thing is a routine. Try to establish some sort of routine. Now, I know all of your routines have been dramatically changed. I mean, just totally changed. Some of you are working from home right now that have never worked from home. Some of you are also working from home and teaching your kid on an online platform, which has never been done before. All these different things, but try to find some sort of routine to keep your sanity. Scott, also is release. Find a way to release some of that stress that you have. For me, it's waking up early and working out. You may not be an early riser, but find some time for you to release mentally. Maybe it's a book. Just find something productive to do for that. And then you have to refuse. What do I mean by refuse? Folks in the city, and even in your urban and rural areas, the refuse, the company that comes and picks up your trash, that's a refuse company. That means things you don't want. Stop allowing things you don't want into your mind. Watch your social media intake. Watch your news intake. Start refusing a lot of that negativity. And then refuel. Folks, you got to take some time to refuel your mind, your body, and your soul. And for me, that's in the mornings. I'm getting a quick workout here at home. Also, that's reading. That's praying. Just thanking God for another day. Although there's things that I can't control, folks, what you can control is your mental soil. So take some time to establish some sort of routine. Look for a way to release that's wise, that's healthy, that's productive. Refuse the negativity and the doom slayers and all the rest of that crap. And then refuel your mind, body, and soul. So that's what I've been trying to do on a daily basis, Scott.
You bet. And like we said, we know it's a tough situation. None of us have ever experienced this, Aaron. But, you know, and some things you can do just simple as since you can't go see your friends, call them on the phone and talk to them. You can always do that.
Right. Social distancing. And, Scott, that's a great point. Social distancing does not mean emotional distancing. I would encourage you folks to look in your phones and just look up 3 people you can touch base with every day. And some of you, maybe you're not as much as talkative, don't like to talk on the phone. Send out 3 texts a day to people just so they know you're thinking about them. One of the best ways to deal with your mental health is to help others deal with theirs by simply letting them know, I'm thinking about you, I love you, hope all is well. So don't allow social distancing make you emotional distant as well. So each morning I have a list of 3 to 5 people that I either call or send a text to. And we're not talking for hours on the phone. It's just a quick connection, a quick text, just to stay connected. And I would encourage you to do that as well.
You bet. Yep. And we just got to remember we're all Nebraska strong, and we just got to get through this. It's just another one of those little hurdles, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, it's one thing I've been trying to share with people, Scott, as well, is that if any of you that are listening to this, I know all of our lives have been dramatically changed and interrupted, et cetera. But mental illness is huge during this time in particular. You know, Scott, a lot of people on social media, we take pictures of our food or an ACL we just got repaired, but we don't talk about mental health enough. And I want your listeners and all listeners to know that if you need someone to talk to, you're having some dark thoughts, I want you to call the Suicide Prevention Hotline. And that's 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And, Scott, that's the Suicide Prevention Hotline. So, folks, look out for each other, because there are some that are silent, that are suffering in silence as well. So it's it's important to reach out to people, not be social. Obviously, social distance, but don't emotional distance yourself from people.
You bet, Aaron. Good stuff. And like we said, keep your heads up, everybody. And you gave some good things that we can do to kind of get into a routine here, because, like we said, we're definitely thrown out of our routine.
That's right. And, Scott, to close, if you want, each morning I post a short little video. It's like 60 seconds. It's on my Facebook page. And if you go to the Facebook, it's on Aaron Davis Presentations, or you just go to Aaron Davis, and that's A-A-R-O-N Davis. And just quick short messages to start your day, sometimes throughout the day, but just quick reminders to feed our mental soil so we can all get through this thing together, brother. That's all we got is each other, Scotty.
All right. Well, Aaron, we appreciate you taking time to talk with us. Hopefully we got some good ideas out there for folks to get through here and through this situation. And we're just going to move on, and we're just going to continue to be Nebraska strong. And, Aaron, we appreciate you checking in with us this morning.
Thank you, Scotty. Anytime, my man. I mean that. Keep in touch, brother.
All right. Will do. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. You bet.
All right, Aaron Davis. Again, you can check him out on Facebook, Aaron Davis Presentations, or Aaron Davis. And we'll be having this our program here this morning available for replay here, so you can go back and listen to it. And we'll also throw a link on there how to get to Aaron Davis's Facebook page there. You can check out his great stuff that he's got for you every morning. And thanks, Aaron, for taking the time out. We'll take a quick break and come back with our funeral.